Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hey everybody, it's Tim, the T in Tancast, and this special episode is all about my high five favorite podcast themes. Now, this isn't my high five favorite podcast, although I do happen to like all five of these podcasts, but this is actually the opening music to the podcast, the five that I like the most. I wanted to just play them for you because this is a mini ep. And we're trying to give you a little something-something. And if you want to listen to these themes and the podcasts that go along with them, the links will all be in the show notes. So if you want to spoil what all five of them are, they're listed in order in the show notes with links right now. But if you don't want to, you can just keep on listening.
High five!
Because number five is from a podcast I've talked about quite often here on Tancast. This is, of course, the Tell 'Em Steve Dave podcast. I don't know what it is about this song. It's always interrupted by clips from that week's show. So the play, a little bit of the theme, clip from the show that you haven't heard yet. So you don't have any context for it. It's usually just some outlandish bit of dialogue, and then it just goes back in the theme. I love it. Like, I find myself rocking out to this when the podcast starts. So here it is, the theme from Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Spreading throughout the auction, hay is equivalent to money.
Make no mistake, I'm better looking than Taye Diggs.
Steve Dave.
Number four is just a beautiful retro 8-bit theme that just sounds like one of those old Nintendo video games I used to love to play on the NES. For you younger listeners, the NES is what people used to play before video games started to suck. Boom! I just slammed your video games, kids! Boom! Even though I haven't played one in years, so I have no idea what I'm talking about. But from my description, those of you who listen to the podcast know I am talking about the theme to the Nerdist podcast, and here it is at number four. Casey Kasem, here it is, count them down till we get to number one. My Casey Kasem has not improved in all the years that I have been doing this podcast. But that is not important, because now we are getting to our number three. This number three on the list was performed by Reggie Watts. And it was actually, we actually got to hear him perform it on an episode of the podcast as he created it, basically, real time, and then they just captured it, and they used it as a theme from then on. It's for the podcast Comedy Bang Bang, which used to be Comedy Death Ray, and so they had an episode where they changed the title, and they brought Reggie Watts in, and he created, just live on the spot, three versions of the song, and they just picked the one that they liked, right there on the spot, and he just did it. It's amazing, and it's just the Comedy Bang Bang, or the Comedy Death Ray theme song Reggie Watts had also did was also very good, but I also love this theme song from Comedy Bang Bang at number three. I do not remember what number two is. Let's take a look at my notes. Oh, yes! Now we've come to number two. This podcast may not be as popular as the other ones I've just mentioned. I think the Nerdist has blown up pretty big. I think Tell 'em Steve Dave, they practically have their own show called Comic Book Man. Comic Book Men, pardon me. And the Nerdist, and what else did I just say? Oh, Comedy Bang Bang does have a television show literally called Comedy Bang Bang that was on IFC. This one, probably not as popular, but I do really like this show. It's called How Did This Get Made? And it's about crappy movies. And they talk about, they subject themselves to these crappy movies, and then they make fun of them for your enjoyment. I love it. Especially because sometimes I've seen these crappy movies, and I remember how crappy they were, and I enjoy the crappy critiques they have of them. But, beyond all that, great theme song for the... It's almost like a pop song. Like, yeah. I'm not going to bother trying to sing it. I'm just going to play it for you. Here it is, the theme to How Did This Get Made. Now it's time for How Did This Get Made? Gonna have a good time, celebrate some failure, not just be a hater. Can't you know you wonder how did this get made? Let's wallow in the mediocrity of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made? Number one on my list is definitely not as popular as the other one. Well, I don't know that for sure. It might be doing great numbers. I just, you know... Alright, number one on my list is a show I have talked about because I recently become a huge fan of this show. My two friends, Dan Gabriel and Robert Duchesne. Alright, number one I've been talking... Alright, for the number one theme is a podcast I've become a huge fan of recently. I've talked about it on the show before. It's hosted by my two friends, Dan Gabriel, Robert Duchesne. They're comedians. They help people out with their problems. It's called The Best Medicine. I love the show, but this is a fantastic theme song. And... I have no more words. You just gotta listen to this theme song and like it. In fact, we've already played this theme song on the show. That's how awesome it is. Am I gonna play it again? Fuck yes, I'm gonna play it again. Here it is, The Best Medicine. Well, if life got you down and you're wearing a frown, a good laugh is all you need. It's not like pot or slapping a cup and cheaper than a shrink. So just flick that mouse for a diagnosis. They got your remedy. And before we go, I do have one honorable mention that actually was going to be my number one for favorite podcast theme, but I thought it might be just a little bit too self-serving, a little auto-filleting. It is the theme from the Tancast podcast. Maybe you heard of it. Hit it, DJ Technoid. You're doing it. Tancast. This was supposed to be a much longer episode because Noah and Andy were supposed to record bits and send them to me so you guys could hear those. Unfortunately, neither of them sent them, and it's already Tuesday, so I just want to get this episode up. Hey, wait, you hear that? It's a bus going by. I'm about to throw Noah and Andy in front of it. Now I gotta order a Burger King.